conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
We think this is another culture war.
These cultural wars. It's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
Good evening, everybody. This is Now Our Country. I like to scream, Mayday, Mayday. Mayday, Mayday. This should not be happening in our country right now. This should not be the case. This shouldn't be the United States of America. But yet it is. And here we are. The wild thing is... Is it going to end? Is it going to stop? What should we expect next? They're wanting to see President Trump behind bars. They will do anything they can to stop President Trump. They will do anything they can. And now we see the results of a corrupt criminal courthouse, a corrupt criminal government, a corrupt criminal justice system, and it is not fair to the American people. We see this happening to President Trump, but this is happening to the American people. This is what they've done to the American people. We should be screaming, Mayday, 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 because this happened on our watch. This happened while we are alive. This is history in the making. Never before in the history of our country have we ever seen anything like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is full-on assault. Yes, I see you. Full-on assault on all Americans. Full-on assault. I'm absolutely right down disgusted, like every single one of you. This should not be our country. I want to scream right now. I know there's people out there right now that want to harm other people right now. And I called it out yesterday, and I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. For those of you that were tuned in yesterday, you heard me talking about it. Right in the very beginning of our show, I said that they find President Trump guilty. What's going to happen? Conservative Christians, Republicans, those of us that love America, we're not going to be violent. Do you understand what I'm telling you? We're not going to be violent. We're not going to hit the street and start attacking random people. We're not going to go start burning down buildings. We're not going to find out where these judges live or where these the jury pool where they live. We're not going to do any of that. We're going to sit here and we're going to complain. And we're going to say that it's unfair what they've done to not just Trump, but to America. This is what's going to happen. You're going to hear all of the news reports. Everyone's going to talk about how bad this is for our country. Our country's done. You can split screen it with the flag. We're all going to say this. This is what's going to happen. We're going to say our country's done. Look what they've done to our country. And this is nothing new. This is not the first time that something like this has happened on planet Earth. First time in the United States of America. And just like all the other nations in the past, where they saw their political rivals, right? Where they started locking them up, started arresting them, started charging them. You understand what I'm saying? It happened in the past. And what happened? The communism sets in. The communists take over. We've seen this happen in the past. We've seen it happen in history. And we know the final outcome unless we, the people, do what the Constitution told. The Constitution was written for today. Today, May 30th, 2024, the Constitution was written for today. We see our country collapsing right before our very eyes. This is the most disgusting thing. And all of these demoncrats, they're all celebrating right now. They're all excited right now. They're saying, oh, yes, look, we finally got him. And a lot of them are upset right now because President Trump walked out of the courthouse. They didn't put him in handcuffs right then and haul him off to jail. They're upset about that. And then he's going to be arraigned on the July 11th. He has to go in and, you know, listen to what his sentence is going to be July 11th. Right. So but before then, he's most definitely going to appeal it. But what's going to happen between now and then when they appeal this is that they're going to plaster it all over the newspapers. They're going to plaster it all over the Internet. And they're going to say he's a convicted felon. He's been convicted in the court of law when it was straight up a kangaroo court. All 34 counts. And the judge set this up. And we had this discussion yesterday. The judge set it up to where only four of them have to agree to get a conviction on all 34 counts. Just four of them have to agree on it. Just four. So what did they do? Count one. Oh, we got four. Guilty. Not 12, but four. This was the whole thing talking about yesterday. What does this mean? The judge is like, look, all of you don't have to agree. We're going to disregard the Constitution. Only four of you need to agree to whatever charge that we present in front of you. Just four of you, not all 12. And that's exactly what happened here. Our country's never been in this situation. What's next? What's next? What's next? And just like I told y'all yesterday, they're going to do this. President Trump and conservative Republicans, Christians, all of us, we're just going to complain about it. We're going to talk about how bad our country is in. And we'll say, well, we're going to show up to the polls, to the voting booths come November. I told you this yesterday. It's almost like deja vu right here. I told everybody yesterday. And guess what's going to happen? Now, you may get a couple of people here and there out here screaming, cursing. And I have one I'm going to share with you tonight. My producer didn't want me to share it with you because this is how we're acting. But they're acting the way we all feel. This right here, what you see, the American flag upside down. It means the country's in distress. SOS, SOS. I'm going to type it in the comments right now. All caps right now. SOS. That's what's happening right now in the country. SOS. The country has never seen this before. And the left, they're constantly talking about how the Democrats are they say the Republicans, President Trump wants to be a dictator. President Trump and the Republicans want to lock up their political rivals. They want to go after the people that they disagree with. And yet here they are. And yet here they are doing the exact same thing that they say President Trump will do. President Trump didn't do it in his first term. Maybe he should have. See, they are digging their own graves. They're digging them. And just like I mentioned a second ago, President Trump is going to appeal this. His lawyer is going to appeal it. Already got the paperwork going in the works. They're going to appeal this. You understand? They're going to appeal this. Before July 11th get here, they're going to appeal it. But they don't care. They want the headline of saying guilty. 34 counts guilty. The judge set this up to get a guilty verdict no matter what they did in the jury pool. No matter what. He set it up. All you have to do is get four to say guilty. Then it was a done deal. Just get four to agree. What about the four that disagreed? You understand what I'm telling you? He says only four need to agree. Well, what about four that says that he wasn't guilty? In this case, what about eight that said that President Trump was not guilty? Well, four said he was guilty. We're going to go with the four. You understand? If you look at the thumbnail, that's why I was holding that up. Just four needed to agree to it. And the judge says, well, if we get four to say guilty, then we're going to convict President Trump. This is like Nazi Germany all over again. This is like every communist nation in the past. What do you think happened in these nations in the past when they did the exact same thing that the Democrats are doing today? What do you think happened? The nations crumbled because the people did not rise up against a tyrannical government. And see, the founding fathers, even before these other nations did what they did, you know, because Hitler wasn't around when the founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Independence. They weren't around. Right? Hitler wasn't around. And these other ones, they were not around. But they knew then, because history told them how tyrants would do. They knew then. See, we have a constitution, but you know what? Guess what? Other nations have had constitutions as well. And their constitution was for the people, by the people as well. Did you know this? It wasn't the United States of America, the only nation on planet and God's green earth to have a constitution for the people, by the people. The other nations had it too, and they crumbled because they did nothing. Now look, let me be clear. I'm not calling for people to take up arms and go out and start fighting and shooting people. I'm not saying it at all. I noticed some people just like, you know what? But guess what? It's coming to our doors. They did this to an innocent man. And they hate the fact that we make this connection with President Trump and Christ. They hate it. President Trump is not Christ. President Trump is not perfect. He doesn't walk on water. But they don't understand. They don't hear me say that. They put Christ on the cross and he was innocent. They just convicted President Trump of 34 counts. They convicted an innocent man when we all know that he was innocent. There was no crime. Not a single time during this court case that they actually bring up evidence that actually validated a crime. It never took place. But now they have an innocent man that they've convicted. What do you think this is going to do? What do you think this is going to do? Do you think the SOS that I have right here on the screen, screaming out to everybody, do you think it's going to wake up the nation? Do you think the people are going to be like, yep, oh, hold on. This is not right. I'm waiting to see the poll numbers for President Trump come tomorrow morning. I'm waiting to see the poll numbers come Monday. Because, you know, they did this today on Thursday. And it's going to be the talk all through the weekend. They're going to be, I'm telling you, these demonic Democrats, they're going to be popping their champagne. They're going to act like, oh my goodness, we finally got them. Did you know when these demonic demons put Christ on the cross, they were celebrating? Did you know that? And it looked like it was all, it was like it was all lost. Like everything was lost. They took Christ's life. They killed the man. They put him on the cross. He's dead. They buried him in the tomb. Do you understand? And again, let me be clear for those of you that's unable to comprehend here. President Trump is not Christ. But the demonic demons, in this case, the Democrats, they're still the same. They're going after, they went after an innocent man. No crime. No crime at all. No crime at all. So like I said, now they're celebrating. They're out here celebrating, and they were happy to count all 34 of these counts. And I'm not going to play all of it for you because they start from 0-0. And they already knew the count when it was coming in. They just wanted to say it live on air. And then the animation that they had on there, they had it 0-0 on both sides. And then they showed one and they showed two and they showed three and they showed four all the way up to 34. And they're gloating about it. They're excited about it. They're so happy. Because they said, this is no different than when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats controlled the House. They had the votes and they impeached President Trump twice because they had the votes. Again, an innocent man, no evidence of anything, but they impeached him twice in the House. Now they go on to scream, oh, he was impeached twice. He was impeached twice. This is not going to change how we support President Trump. If anything, this is going to elevate his support. I'm telling you now, watch the poll numbers come tomorrow, come Monday, next week. And they're going to say, this is not good. And more black people supporting President Trump because now they see President Trump getting done up like they do when it comes to the justice system. The justice system only works for those who they allow it to work for. The rest of us, we're just SOL.
Count 33 and 34 guilty. That is Donald J. Trump, defendant in New York versus Donald Trump, found guilty on all 34 felony counts. That is the verdict here in this case.
Rachel?
Listen, it's a unanimous jury verdict, unanimous on all counts. This is a definitive and,
Is it unanimous? Because they only needed four. They only needed four. So is it unanimous? Right? They only needed four to agree to guilty, and then they said he's guilty. They didn't have to have all 12. Only four. This is the most disgusting thing ever. And look at her. She's trying to act like, she's just telling the news, but she's gloating. She's excited. Look at her.
This is an irreducible verdict. He can appeal. I'm sure he will appeal. But this is everything that the prosecution asked for. From a jury that, by all accounts, took this thing very, very seriously. We counted the deliberation hours down here. Mm-hmm.
You see this? Now, she's trying to act like she's not excited when she's 100% excited. Now, I know a lot of people don't like to look at her. I don't like to look at her either. But I had to share it with you, what they're saying and what they're doing. So you will be informed. That's my purpose here, to inform you, to show you what they're saying. This is such a disgusting time. It really is. It's such a disgusting time. So now they're wanting to see President Trump behind bars in an orange jumpsuit. That's what they're screaming for. And when they know it's not going to come. They're hoping that it will. It's not going to come. But they're hoping. All they want is the headline going into November. That's it.
Orma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50-plus UV protection, water-resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oil wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Us. We are here on an historical day. What an historical time to be alive. Is this the beginning of the Civil War? Now, I've seen a lot of liberals, you know, they're saying that we're going into a Civil War, especially now that if President, no, let me correct myself. When President Trump comes this November and President Trump wins, and how do you think they're going to react? They say, how dare you vote for him? See, this is their goal, to get all of us not to support President Trump. You're going to support a convicted felon? You're supporting a convicted felon? Do you hear what I'm telling you? This is their MO right now. But you know, President Trump, he came out. He was very positive about, you know, what's going to happen next. President Trump said, we're going to appeal this. We're going to fight for this. We're going to fight against it. And my producer was just telling me right during the break that someone mentioned in the comment that they went to donate to President Trump on his website. And so many people are donating, because this is the only reason why it would happen. The site crashed. That's the only reason why it would happen. President Trump is going to get so much support right now. It's going to look stupid. It's going to have the Democrats' head spin like they're in The Exorcist.
You know what, Will? I have to say something, because, you know, I know everybody's upset, you know, even though we knew the verdict was coming, right? Because yes, literally the judge maneuvered this to make it a guilty verdict come in. But you know what? Trump walked out. And I have to tell you, his calmness actually made me calm, because he's like, November is coming. And, you know, I just kind of felt like this is going to boost him so much that they're going to wish they never did this. Right?
Yeah.
Because for the first time, like you said, we actually see where injustice was done.
The justice system.
We literally saw it.
Yeah.
In all of our eyes, there's no one that can actually look at everything. Even CNN, MSNBC, they were saying the same thing that the Fox News and them were saying. So everybody was on agreement, right? That this wasn't right. Things that were happening were not our justice system. So A day of reckoning is coming. And, you know, God always lets the storm happen. So when the clouds clear, we know it's him. So I know in November, we will know that this was all meant to be to wake America up.
Yes. And you know what I see happening too? That this is going to, President Trump could be the very first president to pardon himself. But he, I don't think he's going to have to, because he's going to win the appeal. I mean, but you know what? Maybe the Biden regime is already targeting the appeals court to take this up. That could be the case too. I'm not a lawyer, but I wouldn't put anything past them. This case needs to go up to the Supreme Court. Right. But just the other day, they were talking about Supreme Court justices probably, you know, losing their lives. It's no coincidence. They were just on The View talking about that. Supreme Court justices might lose their lives here soon. And they were, of course, they're like talking about a book, the Pelican. Right. But they're bringing it back up right now. Oh, let's talk about this. Let's just talk about this. But it's just in the book. But we don't, you know, it's just a book. It's just a story. Listen to Judge Napolitano talking about this case in New York. It's really disgusting. It's really an interesting thing that happened here. It's so disgusting that we see that this is our country where the Democrats have done this. And the very fact that we're like living now in a banana republic is amazing to me. All right, let's play this video if we can. Okay, let's get the video in here. Because I want to be able to play this video with Judge Napolitano.
Just add it back. Is it an NDA?
It's not in the list to add.
Okay.
Is it an NDA?
Yes. Okay. Here, hold on. Because I want everyone to hear what Judge Napolitano is saying here. Okay. Are you able to see it now? Are you able to see it now? All right. So, okay. I'm not sure what's going on over there. You can't add it back in? All right, so let's do this. Can you pull something up, Shannon, and I'll see if I can figure it out. It's amazing. We have technical issues, right? What is that?
Judge, he's...
Y'all can hear it, though, right? So I'm not sure why it's not coming in.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to read this real quick. So whoever just said that the system crashed is the truth. It says... Trump campaign website will crashes following guilty verdict in New York trial. It says former President Trump's campaign website appears to have crashed after he was found guilty on all counts in his trial on Thursday. The site now displays 505 error message and states something went wrong. Trump vowed to continue fighting for the Constitution after he was found guilty on all counts in the unprecedented New York versus Trump case, adding the real verdict will be read on election day. Like I just said, he said, you know, that November is coming. Trump said this. He said the election was rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be in November 5th by the people. So, you know what? I know people's feelings are all over the place because, one, we're really upset that this happened in the first place, right? But we know we knew that this was going to happen. I mean, they kept telling us that it was going to happen. And so this is what they wanted. They all, and you know what? I was listening to some lawyers and they said, Trump's not going to be put in jail. He's a first offender. All they really want is the talking point to say Trump was found guilty. He's a convicted criminal felon. That's all they wanted, even though it shouldn't even been a felon in the first place, right? But that's what they wanted. And look at this. The campaign website updated following the guilty verdict. He said, I'm a political prisoner. Wow. That, you know what? It's so true, Will. It says, breaking news, political prisoner. I'm a So Trump knew this was going to happen. He wasn't really a nervous wreck.
That's
about
why
it.
He was saying Mother Teresa would be found guilty.
Yeah. He was sitting in the courtroom. He was sitting in the courtroom. I saw some videos of him and Don Jr. sitting there chilling, right? They were sitting there chilling and they were eating and stuff. Trump had literally Milk Duds and Whoppers in front of him, which I think is funny because I actually like those two things myself. But he was chilling. He knew it was happening. This is what they planned on doing. Look at this was on their website. And then he says, wait before you go, complete the contribution. So this was on his website that apparently now crashed because I'm quite sure that people overwhelmingly wanted to go support him, Will.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm feeling a little frisky here. How do you feel about this, Shannon?
Wait, what are we talking about now?
I'm feeling a little frisky here about okay. about what was happening here. Now, I did fix the audio, the video, so I want to share this with y'all. But how do you feel about us opening up the phone line, Shannon?
Oh, you know what?
That's what I'm talking about. I feel a little frisky here because I want to hear from you. Look, here's the opportunity. We're going to put the phone number here, right here on the screen.
Yep, yep. Hold on.
We're going to give you the opportunity to call in and voice your opinion. I just ask you to keep it PG-13 because I know the feelings right now.
Okay, hold on.
Just try. Now, I do have a video that's not PG-13. It's PG-18. If it's something, it might be a little bit more, 21, actually. But people are furious right now. Let me play this video and then we're going to bring up the phone line. Watch this.
Judge, he's guilty on all counts. All 34 counts. Again, got some breaking news right here. President Trump guilty on all 34 counts related to, of course, Stormy Daniels, his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, convicted liar, convicted felon. What happens next, Judge?
Well, the former president with his lawyers and his Secret Service entourage will have to report to probation. That is merely a formality. He's not going to be handcuffed. He's not going to be confined. They will basically give him the regulations of probation. There may be some applications about bail. He's not. He didn't post bail because he doesn't have to. He's the most recognizable face on the planet. But obviously, bail will be continued. The judge will set a sentencing date, usually 6 to 8 weeks out. He could sentence him today, but that would be highly inappropriate and highly irregular for him to do that.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I don't know where we are because, you know what? I'm not even concerned about the breaks right now. I want to hear from you. So look, people are calling in right now. We're going to go to your phone calls. This is a historic day. And I think this is just appropriate for me to open up the phone line to hear from you, right? Because this is about all of us. It's not just about Will Johnson up here, mouthpiece talking, telling everybody what you already know to be true. So we got a phone call, Shannon.
Yep. And we got actually several in here. The first one, the last four digits are 4091.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Yes,
yep,
you. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. From New York, of all places. My name is Carol.
Carol from New York? Go ahead. What you got for us, Carol? How are you feeling today?
Heartbroken, disoriented, devastated, really. I didn't think I would feel that way, but I do. I'm a baby boomer. And my dad was in World War II, you know, fighting in Nazi Germany. And I totally get it now. I didn't really understand about communism, but boy, I'm seeing it you know, loud and clear right
now. It's here at our doorstep. We're seeing communism right in front of our faces right now.
That's it. And we have to do something about this. We can't let this stand.
Too big to rig.
Yep, it's going to have to be too big to rig. Because, you know, we're not enough. I've constantly said it. We're not a violent group of people. We're Christians. We're conservatives. We're not violent. We're not going to go out and randomly start attacking people. Now, it might be some people that might, you know, get frustrated to that point. But as a whole, we don't do that, right?
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I definitely want to see people put out their flags upside down as a sign of distress. Our nation is in distress. And we have to come together somehow.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Do you think, Carol, that we're going to unite under Trump? I think that this will help us unite a little bit.
I do, because, you know, I believe in what the Bible says. And, you know, I believe that this is going to come together in the way, like Davy and Goliath story, a little bit like that.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think so. Hey, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead, real quick.
Oh, sure.
Real quick.
Okay, it'll come together in ways that none of us even could imagine, I'm sure.
Amen.
I think so, too. Amen, absolutely. Yep.
I say that, too.
Yep. Thank you so much for the call.
Take care. Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got another one?
Yep, we have Sherry from Illinois.
Hey, Sherry, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. Hey, Shannon. How are you doing?
Doing good.
You know what? We're doing good. The country's not so much.
Yeah, I know. But you guys keep on. You know, yeah. Keep preaching the word and keep telling people the way things are. I have my Trump 2024 flag, and it's going up today, and my other flag's going upside down, and we are in distress. And they did this to Jesus.
Yes.
They convicted him, and he didn't do nothing wrong. And they're doing this to Trump right now, and Trump is for us. And I have to support Trump, and I'm going to support him 100%. I live in Illinois, and I support him, a Democrat state. And I am backing Trump 100%.
And you know what?
Today,
Sherry, yes. That's exactly what President Trump said. He said, I'm doing this for you.
Yep.
Yep. And that's what Jesus Christ did. He died for us.
You know what? What they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear. They don't want you to make that connection, but they did this to an innocent man.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that Trump has, he is not Christ, he is not,
at all.
Right,
he could never compare to Jesus Christ, but he is a form, he's right there in front of us, and we need to back him 100% because they are trying to kill him, they are trying to eliminate him. And we need to back him 100%.
Yeah, listen, 100%. God uses men to do great things, right? He's not here.
Yes.
And he says that. I have no one else to use but human beings, right? So he's going to use people for his purpose. And his purpose is to extinguish the darkness. And who promotes the darkness? That is the Democrats or Democrats, as Will always says. So I believe their day is reckoning. They've exposed themselves so much through this trial that is going to wake up people that haven't been woke before, and it's going to get people to vote that never voted before.
Amen, Shannon.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All I can say is you get people out there to vote, and we need to support Trump. We need to back him because they are all over him to not be the one, and he is the one to lead us.
Absolutely.
In the next 4 years.
All right. Absolutely. Sherry, thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you so much for the call, Sherry. God bless.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too.
Okay. So next caller, and the last four digits are 9333.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Elsie. How y'all doing?
Hi,
Elsie. Thank you so much for the call.
Where are you from?
originally New York.
New York. Wow, all right. You're right there in the in the belly of the beast. So tell us, what do you think about all of this?
I moved during COVID. I moved during COVID. Now I'm down south.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell us what you...
That's my hometown, born and raised.
Okay.
And raised.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I can hear that accent. I love that accent. I can hear it. So tell us what you think about all of this.
I think it's a complete travesty. They literally have raped the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Totally do not care, just to have their own agendas. And not really realizing that their agendas, if they was to come through, they eat their own no yes. matter what.
Yes.
You understand? Like, you can say, oh, you know, these people who want to have communism all over the world. Well, guess what? Once they do have that all over the world, you think China's going to have Russia having it? No, that's not going to happen, right? Anyhow, now just eat their own, like I said. But this is just total travesty. It's completely unfortunate. But you know what the Bible says every day? Don't worry.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Man.
365 days of the year. And not only that, the parallels between what has happened to Trump and, of course, what has happened to Jesus, what happened to Jesus Christ, right? The parallels are there. But what's also interesting is that in Lincoln's time, almost the same thing practically happened to him.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
they stole the election from him. Well,
they tried to.
Right? They took him off the ballots in 10 states.
Yeah, and he still won.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they mm-hmm. sure did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just like then, they were on the verge of a civil war. Well, we are the same way. You're right. There's parallels even there.
Yeah, we're repeating exactly. history. Repeating history.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the assassination will happen.
Right. Right. Exactly.
There needs to be a time and place where we all just pray together and have that full force of prayer to make sure that that it comes in fruition, where that won't happen, and that, of course, that he becomes president. And I'm sure that he will.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean,
but it's just like the song states. Just like the song states. It ain't over. You know what I'm talking about?
Yo,
it
yeah.
ain't over.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, girl. All right.
Well, hey, thank you so much for the call. God
thanks,
bless.
Elsa. Yeah.
Have a good one, y'all.
All right, take care.
You. Okay. All right, Will. The next caller, the last four digits are 1531.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Jim. I am from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to tell you thank you guys so much for your show, LFA family. Man, you guys are the best.
Thank you.
I wanted to say thank you for it. It was so good to wait my turn to let my fleshly desires simmer down and come back to reality and know the right thing, that God is still in control.
Yes.
No matter how we look at this, sometimes it's like, oh my goodness, what next? But no, that's okay. They are exposing themselves. Mm. God is letting them bring themselves down.
Yep.
And I tell you, my wife and I, we pray for President Trump, for you guys daily, and we watch your shows all the time.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you. And you guys are doing a great job. But you know the great thing about it, God is in control.
100.
And he is still exposing.
Yes.
Even though we wanted it done last year, God, just think if this would have never came out, because some people we talk to, oh, I wish it would go back to the way it was. I said, you must be nuts. I said, we would have never known this.
Yeah.
We would have just been going down the road the same Amen. Way we were being...
You know what? And that's why I've been telling people that President Trump had to be removed out of the way just for a short period so people can actually see the truth. So people can see how bad it is. So, hey, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for being a watcher and a listener. God bless you.
And thanks for your prayers always.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, the next caller, the last four digits are 7455.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Esther from Illinois.
Esther from Illinois, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. What you got?
Will and Shannon, you guys are great. I appreciate you so much. But I just have to say, I pray every day that in God's timing and his plan, that he heals our land, and that whatever he does is so great that people can only say, God did that.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. I believe that's what's going to happen.
I hope so. And I think today was an utter travesty in so many directions. They completely destroyed our judicial system.
Mm.
I completely agree.
You know, sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to hit almost rock bottom. We're not at rock bottom, but we're enough to where hopefully it will wake people up. Hopefully people have fought for this country and fought in some of these wars where they fought against governments such as the authoritarian governments will go, wait a minute, I don't want to be like them. We need to fight on our own homeland. Our enemy is right here in our own country, right in our faces.
The enemy
is running our government. We have to stop this.
Well, I think, Shannon, I have to disagree a little bit. I think we have hit rock bottom.
Yeah, I think we're...
The people in our country that are being destroyed and being persecuted, Trump is not the only one. Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro are not the only ones. They've got people so scared to stand up for themselves and this country under the threat of persecution and prosecution, and the attorneys that are conservative, if they don't stand up now, we're done.
See, yeah. I think rock bottom comes if Trump loses. If Trump loses, we've hit rock bottom. We'll become, there'll be no point of return if he loses.
I'm on the verge of saying that we're not there yet. I'm saying that we're at rock bottom because once you hit rock bottom, you can't go anywhere but up. And see, when President Trump comes back,
I think we can still go further down. I still believe there's farther to go. We're not a communist country yet. I guess our perception of rock bottom is just different.
We don't have full-on violence. We don't have people like shooting each other. Well, I take that back too, because that's happening. The bottom is big, right? The bottom is deep. As far as us losing our humanity and all that, we have not hit rock bottom. But as far as our judicial system, we've hit rock bottom. This has never happened in the country, in our country, ever before.
Yeah.
We've completely hit rock bottom there.
We still have to.
So, hey.
We have all these conservative attorneys groups, the Federal Society and whatever else, that have backed down and they've been happy to take all of our money for so long and be, they benefit from it. They profit from that.
Yeah, they're making all kind of money from this. So, well, hey, thank you.
Yep.
Well, hey, got to let you go. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Esther. God bless.
Thanks, Will and Shannon.
God bless.
God bless. Have a good one. Everybody keep praying for our country. Yes. All right.
We got two more calls?
Yep.
Okay, I want to get to these two callers.
Okay.
And then I want to play this video of President Trump.
Last four digits are 0488.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
That would be me.
That would be you.
Hello. yes, it would. Hello, Will. Hello, Shannon. In the chat, you know me as No Ava Braun. My name is Michelle. I'm calling from the great Peach State of Georgia.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
We've had our own election problems here, but I'm obviously not talking about that tonight. the way I feel about it, look, I don't know if anybody, how many of you guys saw Trump speaking last night? Somebody said he looked dejected, and I'm like, no, he didn't. What he looked like was resigned. I imagine that's kind of the face that he, Jesus Christ himself put on the night before he went on to his tribulations of Calvary, right? The war's not shaping up right now. In any case, he was resigned. He knew because, look, what happened yesterday is that Judge Marchand put his finger in the scale and made it literally impossible for this jury to not find him guilty in some way, shape, or form. Like, he cheated. We know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
But this is just trials and tribulations.
Yeah.
This is just trials and tribulations. He knows, and that's the thing, though. We have to understand that it will get much worse before it gets much better. Here's another thought. Now, this occurred to me while I was listening to other people. It occurred to me, they don't actually want to kill him. They don't have to go that far. You know what I mean? This is a way of not doing that, and they're hoping to win in that sense. And, of course, we all know that's not going to happen.
Right.
None of us are moving, and some of the people who... Go ahead.
I'm just going to say now, if they know if they were to try to, if they were to, let's say, you know, take President Trump's life, they were assassinate him.
Right.
Then we would see, I think at that point, everything that I said in the beginning tonight, saying that we're Christians, conservative, we're peaceful, we don't do anything. I think that would completely give the like go ahead to go ahead and just, you know, become completely violent in the country. That would, I think that would happen. I'm not calling for it. I don't want it. Right. But I think it would happen.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I think it would happen at that point.
So that's the interesting thing, though, because it seems fairly clear to me, talking to, you know, various people in some of the chats on LFA, I think a fair number of us are aware that they would certainly love to have some kind of violence. I guess what it is they don't want unpredictable violence.
It's going to be, yeah.
If it's not scripted, if it's not scripted by them, you know what I mean?
Right. Like, you know, the Summer of Love was scripted by them, but they can't predict what us as Americans will do. And they're trying to prevent, they're trying to prevent it from happening. So, hey, I got to let you go. I got other callers and I want to play this this clip of President Trump. Thank you so much for the call. God bless.
Yeah. So right now, Alvin Bragg is talking. He's probably taking his victory lap right now. And I'm sure Biden's going to be doing remarks later. But right now we have the last four digits of a phone number. It's 1446 is on the line.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ruth. And I'm from Topeka, Kansas. I do watch your show, and I want to weigh in on what is taking place.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say God is in control.
Yes.
He will take every one of these liars and thieves down. Donald J. Trump is our president and will be again in November.
Yes. Yes.
We got to pray for him, pray for his safety, pray for his family's safety. Yes, I'm heartbroken, but I have to always remember that God is in control. We're not.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And you know what? Some of us, we need to be reminded of that. Some of us need to be reminded of that, like, because, you know, as much as we're frustrated right now and a lot of us feel anger right now, we have to take a minute, breathe and remember that God is in control. We need to trust God's plan and not man's.
That's right.
Yep.
And man's laws do not supersede God's law.
100%. 100%.
Amen, Ruth.
Never.
Yep. Hey, Ruth, thank you so much for the call.
Thanks for weighing in.
You're welcome. And it's good talking to you and Shannon.
Nice hearing your voice.
God bless.
Okay, well, one more caller. Caller, your last digits are 3319. Please make it quick. We just have a few more minutes.
Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Patty from New York.
Hello, Patty.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
All right, another New Yorker.
Another New Yorker, and boy, my blood's boiling. I mean, I believe God's plan, and this is a part of it, to get kicked in the pants of all the people to get up and stand up and speak out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe this is part of the plan. And, you know, because we got all these demonic entities running around New York.
Yes.
Mershon being one of them. And this is part of the plan. And I know it's, I'm upset. Everyone's upset. But I'm just convinced that it's part of the plan. And, you know, I'm embarrassed of New York. It'd be a great state, but the demons got in.
You know what? And that's what they're saying. But, you know, they said in a lot of ways, New York has set precedent for the laws across America from the very early on. And so for them to do this at this point is so disappointing and sickening. And you're right. I hope that New Yorkers are watching. I hope they see what's happening because they're the first ones. They're in that district, right? They're the first ones that are going to have the wrath of a tyrannical government if they don't vote these people out.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Yep, New York City standing up, boy, and Bronx people standing up. So I feel a little more confident that people are just going to stand up. So
yeah. I think so, too. I think we're going to see a dramatic change. I mean, I think the support for President Trump is going to go through the roof, and they're not going to understand it. And they're going to say, how are these people still supporting a known felon? He's a convicted felon. Because this is what the headlines are going to say. This is what they're going to say right now. They're saying it all over X right now. They're saying all over social media. He's a convicted felon in hopes that we don't support him. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Right. So, hey, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Patty. God bless. Thank you.
God bless, Patty. Right. Bye. Okay, so like I told everyone, I want to play this video of President Trump. And I'm going to play this one going on out. And then, because Base America is coming up next, and I want to run over in his time. God bless every last one of you. If you never have before, I'm going to ask you today, hit the thumbs up for this video. Go ahead and split screen it. And I'm going to play this one, and I'm going to go out, and I will see you tomorrow. I'm going to open up the phone lines again tomorrow, because more information will come out. We're going to have more to discuss. God bless everybody. Good night.
This was a disgrace. This was a rigged trial by a conflicted judge who was corrupt. It's a rigged trial, a disgrace. They wouldn't give us a venue change. We were at 5% or 6% in this district, in this area. This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. But the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here. You have a Soros-backed DA, and the whole thing, we didn't do a thing wrong. I'm a very innocent man, and it's okay. I'm fighting for our country. I'm fighting for our Constitution. Our whole country is being rigged right now. This was done by the Biden administration in order to wound or hurt an opponent, a political opponent. And I think it's just a disgrace. And we'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win, because our country's gone to hell. We don't have the same country anymore. We have a divided mess. We're a nation in decline, serious decline. Millions and millions of people pouring into our country right now from prisons and from mental institutions, terrorists, and they're taking over our country. We have a country that's in big trouble, but this was a rigged decision right from day one. With a conflicted judge who should have never been allowed to try this case, never. And we will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over. Thank you very much.
Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolute.
Valuable things when the recession hits the bottom. Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it.
Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.